And then you get to the draft. And I wouldn't say I'm pissed off. I'm just not as excited as so many Giant fans are in particular. We'll get to the Jets in a second and their pick. But obviously the Giants have the sixth overall pick. We've been talking about it. J.J. McCarthy's doing interviews. He expects to be picked. On and on about they're going to try and get this quarterback. They're attached to that quarterback. And come the moment, they don't take him. And here's my point. I understand. And I've said this. And I'm okay with it. I believe in Shane and Dable. And I didn't want them to reach for a quarterback necessarily, right? I was firm with that. Everybody who listens to the show, yes, I've been a proponent for getting a quarterback. I want the next quarterback, namely because I no longer believe in Daniel Jones. So to watch the draft kind of go ho-hum to start this draft, no trading up, and I do believe the New York Giants tried to move heaven and earth to go draft Drake May. I believe they wanted to trade into that top three desperately and did everything they could. And the Patriots just weren't having it. They wanted to draft May. They did. And that was the only quarterback the Giants had belief in. That's the only quarterback the Giants want. So in that vein, I understand the pick. And having J.J. McCarthy there, who up until 3 weeks ago, I never thought would even be considered drafted in the top 10, let alone six with the New York Giants. Never considered it. Wasn't sure he was going to be a first-round pick. This was never about, oh, my God, you got to go get J.J. McCarthy. For me, the New York Giants are not a serious contending football team with Daniel Jones moving forward. So, yes, Neighbors is an explosive player. Neighbors is the best wide receiver they've had since Odell Beckham Jr. It's something that they've been sorely lacking, something they've been desperate for, an important position. I like the player. But I can't get so excited as so many Giant fans are. I understand not taking the quarterback, and ultimately you don't reach for a quarterback you don't believe in. So ultimately, this is the pick. But it's okay. Explain to me how a stud wide receiver impacts this team. Because I got to be honest with you, heading into the season with Daniel Jones coming off a blown out knee, coming off another neck injury, the same one that cost him season-ending surgery 2 years ago, an offensive line that hopefully they can revamp, but a guy who is still, to me, unable to read defenses, doesn't help his offensive line at all. His best weapon has been his legs, and now that's hampered by every time he gets hit, worried about his neck plus his knee. I just no longer believe in Daniel Jones. And if you're going to look at this team moving forward, and you're going to tell me Daniel Jones is the guy, which, by the way, I still firmly believe this is not a validation of how the Giants feel about Daniel Jones. This is the proof of how they felt about every other quarterback in this draft not named either Williams, Daniels, or May. Because I think they still wanted to get that quarterback. It just wasn't the guy they believed in. But moving forward, here's my problem. I don't believe in Daniel Jones. I think Washington just got a better quarterback in the draft. You are looking at an NFC East where the Giants have the worst quarterback in the draft. A team that needs a million different things. That has a million different holes. They just added a wide receiver, a position that, yes, they've been desperate for, and you can tell me how bad they are at this position over and over again, but it's a position Daniel Jones has been unable to make anyone better at any level, and the backup quarterbacks come in and do a better job of making wide receivers look good. And you could be heading into a season, year three, of this GM and coach, have it be a failure. Because of all the holes, because of the possibility of Daniel Jones being unable to stay healthy, and be moving on from Shane and Dable, heading into a new coach that I don't know if he's capable of developing a quarterback and being in the position of needing one next year. Sure. Hey, listen, Chris, there's next year. They can get a quarterback next year. Sure they can. Will they have Brian Dable there to develop him? I don't know, because if they lose, if they win five games next year, which is on the table, explain to me how we know that Shane and Dable are going to be there. So while I understand the pick, I don't hate the pick. I'd rather have this than force a quarterback, fine. But excuse me if I'm not going to jump up and down that they drafted a very talented wide receiver when they still don't have a quarterback. So yay. They got a very talented wide receiver. I'm very excited about it. It doesn't help this team win. It doesn't put them in a much better position than it did. I don't know how much better they are. I just don't know how much better this draft pick made them. And when you're drafting sixth overall, I'd like to take someone where I really feel like it makes them better. And while the kid is talented, no doubt, and maybe when they do get that quarterback, everything will come together. But until they do, until I know the future of this team has a quarterback I can believe in moving forward, everything is just eh. So. Hopefully they're not wrong with J.J. McCarthy, because if they are, if we're watching Daniel Jones get hurt, we're watching Daniel Jones take bad sacks, and J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix, who's the talk of the draft, and we'll get into all the other variations and moves of this NFL draft. If we're talking about Michael Penix or Bo Nix with Denver, or, you know, obviously J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, if any of those guys hit and we're looking for another quarterback next year because Daniel Jones does what Daniel Jones does, which is either get hurt or lose, and it costs this GM and this head coach their jobs, well, I hope they hire another good coach who could develop a quarterback and made his name creating a superstar in Buffalo, because I don't know where they go from here. So yes, they didn't reach for a bad quarterback. Okay, great. Yes, they got one hell of a talented wide receiver. Yeah, great. 877-337-6666. We'll get to the Jets as well, who trade back and get an offensive lineman, which is another one for me. Yeah, okay, great. I'm not enthused about anything, and maybe it's because of the way the Knick game went, but I just found it hard to get excited. Even if this is the right move, even if these are the players that made the most sense, even if that's what they should have drafted, I'm sorry, there was just no excitement level for me on either of them. I'm trying to make sure that Aaron Rodgers gets a bunch of touchdowns this year, and I drafted an offensive lineman who might not play. And I understand that there might be injuries, and you have to make sure the offensive line is good, and I all understand all of it. But here's what I know. There was options there to have players who can score touchdowns, who will play, who I know, when things are at their best, if everyone is healthy, can go in there and impact the game. Because right now, if everything goes great, they just drafted someone who won't hit the field. So I'm less enthused about it than most people are.